Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
And Curry will bring it up. Curry drives, scores. He's got 50. A 50-point playoff game for Stephen Curry in a game seven.
Now back to Willard and Diz. Take it away, Mark.
Okay, Steph. No, you take it.
He did.
You take it. Yeah.
He did.
Didn't you say last time you were in a situation like this? Follow me, and I'll take us there. All right. I'm on the bus, Gus.
Yeah.
Let's go to Sac. Do it again in a one-game scenario.
I wonder what that bus ride was like. They probably went yesterday, right? Get up there
think,
and do a little shoot around. And
you don't want to put your hands into I-80 on a Tuesday afternoon and hope that it goes well.
Yeah, and I would imagine Jonathan Kuminga was on the bus before Steph this time. Hi, Steph.
Hopefully.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm ready. Yeah, safe to see for Jordan. I don't know if he's going to. Yeah.
You don't know Jordan.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to know him a little bit. But
that
anyway,
drop has to live
forever.
The priest.
And ever. Hi, this is James Wiseman. Anyway.
This is James Wiseman.
Thanks, James. This is Willard and Dibs, actually. 888-957-9570. There's one thing Ramona Shelburne said to us yesterday that I think is important. And we'll play it for you in a little bit. But we definitely want to hear from you on a day like today. Let's keep going with all your calls. Keenan in San Diego. Hi, Keenan. What are you doing?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Man, I'm just headed up here to the beach to get a run in before the Warriors raise my blood pressure and stress level.
Right.
My confidence level is like at a 5, maybe 4.5, just because this season I feel like we found the most creative ways to lose games. Up by 18, 5 minutes to go, blow a lead. 4 turnovers in a row, blow a lead. 3 minutes into the game, ejection. So I don't know what version we're going to get today. Are we going to come out with a sense of urgency and smack these fools, or are we going to play around with our food, you know, and not eat? So
I
don't know, man.
Yeah. Keenan, I think it's so well said. And you just have to – thanks, man, for the call. I just think you have to almost be sheepish about this. That's just me. I'm not going into tonight with any of this. Like, first of all, if you don't win, it's embarrassing. And second of all, full confidence, full expectation. Warriors by 11. Kick your feet up. Ottoman game. Like, what? Did you watch this team this year? I mean, talk about creative ways to lose. Momo got me yesterday when she pointed out the Warriors wouldn't even be playing tonight if Nikola Jokic doesn't hit a half-court buzzer beater. They wouldn't even be in this game tonight. They'd be in the other game.
Well, think about...
They would be the 8 seed. They would be in New Orleans tonight.
Think about Chet Gate, and I'm talking about Chet Holmgren. You don't foul him.
Twice.
And then you do foul him, or maybe I got the order wrong, and you did foul him, and you didn't foul him, but whatever. Get it right, Dubs, but there's two games right there that you kicked away. let alone the Nikola Jokic 47-foot stanky leg heartbreaker. And yeah, we could run down another four or five games that they gave away, and yet you're here. And it kind of speaks to your point about confidence level, because have you watched this team? Of the 82 games, I've watched probably 79 of them, and it's been, this team's amazing, this team is awful. Over the course of an hour.
Yes.
You've had that same emotion.
Absolutely.
And the game against New Orleans the other night's a perfect example. It's like, yeah, Dubs, handle your business. Oh, my God, they're terrible. Wait, they're back. Oh, no. Wait, could they? No, they didn't. All over the course of four quarters.
I mean, that's why, right? it's become a repetitive phrase. You can't play with my yo-yo,
yeah.
throughout the year, because that's what we've been on. And all of us at one time or another have fallen into the trap of watching them one night and showing up the next morning to be like, okay, that's championship basketball. They beat the Bucks. They embarrassed the Bucks at Chase Center. Oh, they're about to flex. And never won another game on the rest of the homestand. Like, it's just, it's a yo-yo. And that is not me saying that I don't feel good about tonight. It's not me saying that they're not good. I think they probably will. If I had to pick a team, I would absolutely pick the Warriors tonight. But I'm not doing it. I'm not taking my brain there right now. Not at 3 o'clock. I'm not doing the, yeah, they'll win. See you tomorrow. Like, I'm not doing it. I've gotten got too many times this year.
Yeah.
So I'm just not going to do it. You can. Be my guest.
And I'm going to.
Yeah,
because I'm a fan.
Call your yes. Kings fan friends and talk your trash and tell them that you're going to, whatever, you're going to bet something on the I-80 bet. Do whatever you want.
All right, I think I will during the break. Former producer of the Rise Guys, Dave Deuce Mason, is okay. now one of the Kings. I don't know if he does pre and post or he does a podcast. He does a bunch of stuff for the Kings. Maybe I'll call him during the break and run some of my classic Dibber smack.
Make fun of him.
Let him know.
I mean, look.
What's coming.
I just unloaded on Domantas Sabonis. It does not mean he's not going to score 25 and the Kings win tonight.
You've gone viral, too, on social media.
I have?
Yeah, that thing is.
That's very exciting.
That thing's caught fire on the socials, yeah. So you can expect all of your sack people from Vacaville all the way out to Folsom and beyond. They're coming for you.
And one of the responses is double-double Domas. What's there not to like?
Yeah.
Mm. I don't know his basketball. Once again, I'm so glad you read that, Grandy, because you know exactly what I'm going to say.
Stats!
I'm still waiting for one of you to come at me with something other than a number. Come at me with something other than a number. We watched the Warriors for 10 years. Never have we been like, well, Steph Curry's good because he averages 28.7 per game. And what are we talking about here? Watch. Look at them play. Watch the way they affect winning. Watch the ball movement. Watch the beautiful basketball. Watch all the things that a Draymond and now a Pajemski-type player who does not put up stats, but he can aid winning, but here comes Domo Sobo, or whatever everyone loves to all the nicknames.
Domus.
He does not, to this point, affect winning positively in the playoffs. That is a factual statement. He may, but he hasn't yet.
He has not yet.
But you all fell in love with him. Y'all are like contestants on The Bachelor. And Sabonis is the guy. And you just got out of the limo and you're like, oh my God, I'm in love. But he hasn't done anything yet. What do you love about him? I don't know. He's
double,
standing
double.
There.
He's a walking In-N-Out burger.
No, he's just, you know, the guy that's there.
77 double-doubles this year.
Awesome.
26 triple-doubles. He played all 82 games. Guy's amazing, Mark. You're just jealous.
Put him on the statue. Do it. Do it. He's got three playoff wins under his belt. Three.
Playoff wins.
Playoff wins.
In Indiana, he had also three playoff wins because they lost in seven.
Yeah.
But I had to actually look because I thought that he had won a series in Indiana, but no, they lost in seven as well when he was the Pacers.
Okay, so playoff series victories in the career of Domas. Cero? Is that accurate?
Let me look. He was a Thunders, and they lost in five to Houston.
Uh-huh.
He was a Pacers. They lost in seven to Cleveland. He was a Pacers the next year. They got swept by Boston.
Uh-huh.
He was inactive the next year when they got swept by Miami.
Good for him.
And then last year, They
lost in seven. I remember that
did.
One.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm looking at game seven, and they lost by 20. He had 22 and 8 and 7 dimes as well.
Tell you what. What's not to like?
Yeah.
22, 8, and 7. I don't know. How about
winning
getting
basketball.
Absolutely torched in your own building in a game 7? Is that not to like?
It's not his fault. He's not guarding Curry. Get a stop, Kings.
Let's go to
let's do it.
Let's go to David on 880. Hi, David. What are you doing?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, awesome. Man.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, David.
So my question, Mike. So I have about a 30% confidence that they're going to win both games. But I guess what I'm really stressed or concerned about is the how they lose versus that they lose. So my question is, what happens if they lose because Klay Thompson has a game like Game 7 of the Lakers elimination game? Or what if they lose because Draymond Green gets ejected like he did in Memphis? That's my bigger concern.
Well, but, yeah. So you're asking the question, I believe, because you're insinuating if that were to happen, is there like some sort of a consequence in the offseason for one of those players? Is that why you're asking, David?
I don't think it's out of the question of possibilities, obviously, because we've seen it happen quite a bit.
Yeah.
And Sabonis is kind of an instigator in that way, in that he's kind of guy that gets underneath Draymond's skin a little bit.
Yeah. No doubt. No doubt.
So, it'd be a ramification sensation is what it would be.
Or an instigation sensation.
No David, doubt.
David, thank you.
Play 3 of 19 last year in Game 6 against the Lakers.
This is just my opinion now, and we will play the Ramona Shelburne sound for you coming up next because it is important to hear. And it is my opinion that the consequences, if Klay or Draymond does something unsavory tonight in Sacramento, the consequences will be... nothing. Absolutely nothing. But more on that in a sec, and more of your calls brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's Willard and Dibs.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Dub Nation, it's GP2 here. Willard and Dibs is live on YouTube and Twitch right now. Time for you to like and subscribe.
That's true. It's time for you to get healthy. Warriors and Kings tonight on 95.7 The Game.
Can't wait. I mean, really can't wait.
We've been having a good time on our Twitch and YouTube feeds and the commentary and the chat there. We had a listener, or I guess I should call it a viewer, Connor Lonsdale, who just gave me the Shawshank Redemption shot, which I enjoyed, even though I think he was trying to criticize me. He said, absolutely, losing tonight for the Warriors would be embarrassing. Willard is being obtuse.
What'd you say to me? 30 days in the hole.
That's right. So Connor, thank you for the comment, and you will now be in solitary for the next month.
Yeah.
How can you be so obtuse?
And he actually got an extra 30.
He did.
Because he was a little bit still defiant after the
mouthy.
30.
Yeah, he was mouthy.
Put him back in there. 30 more. 30 for 30.
Yeah, you know who ends up winning that battle, though. So
Dufresne.
Dufresne.
Yeah.
Andy Dufresne. So anyway, youtube.com/957thegame, twits.tv/957thegame. As I keep encouraging everyone, you can watch the show, and you can see how it's the show is becoming Willard and Dibs.
Right.
Willard and Dibs, because there's not
no
a full Dibs. No, there's no, half of you is gone.
Totally.
So it's just Willard and, I know, Granny just was like, whoa, hey, whoa. That was scary for people with buttons over there. But yeah, it's half a Dibs. So it's just Willard and Dibs. Yeah. And that's it.
What
that's
do you call it. Me?
So you can watch the show, and that's all powered by First NorCal Credit Union. And you'll notice when you get there, there's a little QR code there in the bottom right, and you can scan that, and that'll take you straight to the free Odyssey app where you can download it and enjoy all of the frivolity.
Got to have that frivolity. And yeah. I was listening to the roast today on my walk with my 19-month-old, and throw an earbud in, and you listen to the morning roast, and as she's jibber-jabbering about this and that, and it's like, man, I was more excited this morning when I woke up than I thought I would be over a play-in game. And you know, I've been critical of the play-in format. I haven't liked it. I don't much care for it. But now that we're here, the 9-10 game with a rivalry game to boot, I'm all about
it. Come on, man.
Yeah,
this is fun.
Man, this is awesome.
This is fun.
And I'm even into the game starting at 4:30 with the Pels and the Lake Show.
Of course.
And
we will do live play-by-play for an hour and a half on this radio station.
And I'm quietly...
Because our boss is not here.
No,
so
yeah,
let's
we can't
just,
do that.
No, let's, no, we're doing it. We're doing it live.
Anthony Davis, left side, top of the circle of LeBron.
He's hurt again. He's hurt again. We'll keep you up to date on that one that starts in about an hour. But we promised you this from Ramona Shelburne. I think this is important. I really think this is important. So if you're driving and somebody's talking to you, I want you to look at them right now and kindly say, please shut up. I love you. Or if you're not ready to say that, I like you. Thank you for being in the car with me. Please shut up. Because.
Man.
Because I need to listen to this. And if you are running somewhere with earbuds, please turn text message notifications off. I don't want you to get interrupted. This is an important comment from Ramona Shelburne of ESPN on Willard and Dibs yesterday with regard to the offseason ahead of the Golden State Warriors.
This group didn't fit together the way that they wanted to or the way that they have in the past, right? And I think they could use a little more shooting. They could use another dependable score. So I would just watch to see what they do. Maybe they'll just stand pat and kind of get under the second apron and run it back next year. But how do you have a team that still has Steph Curry? If he's not squarely in his prime, he is just a little south of it, just a little, right? Like, he's 95% of what he was in, you know, back when they were rolling. How do you not give him the best chance to win again? How do you not take a few swings? I whether they pull those off, I don't know, but I think they try.
Okay, so what she's saying there, and all of their behavior has backed this, from signing Draymond Green to a new four-year contract to giving Steve Kerr a two-year extension. What Ramona is telling you right there is you can take off of your plate tonight all of the thoughts about, well, if this guy doesn't play well, they're going to trade him. If Kuminga only scores 11 tonight, I think you got to put him on the market. And if Clay does not hit 5 threes, let him walk. And if Draymond gets a T, well, that I'm sorry, we're putting them on the market. I've had it. We'll take 50 cents on the dollar. All of that, take it off your plate. Relax, make food, kick your feet up, and enjoy tonight for what it is, which is just tonight. That's all this is. No decisions about the future, in my opinion, are going to be made based on tonight. The Warriors would be foolish to sit here as the 10 seed and say they are going to build their future plan around the remaining Steph Curry years based on whether or not they can kick it into gear and win a few games in April 2024. I think their mind is made up. I think they know exactly what they're going to attempt to do. We'll see if they do. But it is not going to be based on tonight, in my opinion.
Well, and what Ramona said is accurate in many ways as far as this group has not fit very well together. And that's why you're in the spot you're in, which is as a 10 seed. But I do think that there are things that can happen over the course of this week and hopefully next week and the week after that could change their opinion about a number of different players. And I think primarily Jonathan Kuminga, because as much as he's played great at times, I do think that they're going to be looking at a decision that they either have to make, want to make, or don't have to make. And, you know, the tendonitis and his return from the tendonitis has been a little bit muted, hasn't been great for Jonathan Kuminga. And if he falls back into a spot where, you know, you win tonight and maybe you win Friday and Wiggins outplays Kuminga and Kuminga again shows a reluctance to give his all, or maybe he shows an immaturity that he hasn't shown for the majority of the year, I do think that can change how you approach the offseason for Jonathan Kuminga.
I mean, the example you're putting out there seems very surprising.
It was like, just a year ago where we saw that very behavior.
Right, but this whole year has been about him graduating out of that. What he has done from January to now is incredible.
January to now.
Yeah.
So not the whole year.
I would be very shocked.
It took a couple of months for him to get to that spot.
Like for him to all of a sudden come out and in a two-game stretch this week just act like a baby? Like, be immature, pout, not rebound. Like, I just don't see that in his repertoire at all. And I believe that the Warriors' mind is damn well made up with regard to Jonathan Kuminga. You have to listen when a season doesn't go well. So I'm not telling you that he's untouchable, but I think the Warriors would really hesitate and hate to move Jonathan Kuminga. I do not think that's going to happen this
offseason.
I think
it would depend on what they could possibly get back. And if this year ends this week and there is no playoff series and you're in the lottery and you look at exactly what you were just detailing, the end of the Steph Curry window, and Steph is 36, he'll be 37 next year during the year, and then he'll be 38 in the final year of his deal. And if he has two more years as a Golden State Warrior, then what are you going to do for the next 2 years to try to get this team to be better? And I just look at, you know, Kuminga the other night, it was a little bit jarring for me to see him play 23 minutes, take only four shots, and not score.
But in a weird game.
For sure.
It's one game. It's a game where Guy Santos and people we've never seen before are running around out there in a game that the Warriors decided they didn't need that game. And by the way, they were right.
Yeah.
If they had lost that game, you know what would have happened?
They'd be the 10 seed,
that's
Mark.
That's right. They'd be the 10 seed.
And if they won it, they'd be the 10 seed.
They'd be the 10 seed. So, I don't know, man.
I'm not putting too much stock in it, but I did think that it was a little bit weird to see him as he's trying to play his way back into fitness, to have him go out there and just kind of first gear it the whole night. It was a little bit odd.
I mean, I look at it in a completely different way. When you say, like, try to play your way back into fitness, I think the Warriors took that entire day and looked at everyone and said, please don't overly exert yourself. We don't want that. We've got a very big game on Tuesday night. No matter what the hell we do here, we got a very big game on Tuesday
night. I guess Clay didn't get the memo.
Well, because
Clay's going to Clay, you know. And he went out there and went 6 of 12 from 3.
Yeah, but then sat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He did all that in 19 minutes.
Yeah,
right.
19 minutes. So let's go to Laura on 580 with Willard and Dibs. Hi, Laura. What are you doing?
Hi, I'm just getting off the freeway, commuting today.
All right.
Listen, I want to look at this a different way. Maybe I ought to be a little bit different view here. Let's be optimistic, right? Nobody's ever gone from the 10th seed and broken that record. These guys, that's all they do is look at stats. You know, maybe they're going to look at it as, hey, let's break that record. Let's be the first team that gets up to eight, right? Also, these guys are getting older. They want to go back into full mode. So maybe they're going to look at it as, you notice this team, right? It's like when they're in the playoffs and when they're in the NBA finals, they flip a switch. It's like they're different players. They're just, they zero in on, we got to win, we got to win, we got to win. They just flip a switch every year. I've seen them. They go to a different level. And why not be optimistic and say, hey, we could do 10, we could do 9. We'll get into the 8th seed and keep going.
Well, there's, thank you, Laura. As I said last week, and we borrowed it from Scott Osler, belief is free. So if you want to paint your house blue and yellow tonight and tell all your neighbors, it's time to just please go withdraw all the money. Just take it all out. Put it all on the Warriors tonight. If you want to do that, go for it. Like, you know, rock out with your brock out. I don't, it's totally fine. And to believe in these players this time of year, who wouldn't? I get that. I do disagree a little, though, with the idea that the Warriors just hit the playoffs and flip a switch. No, they're just the best team. Now, 2 years ago, that was a little bit different. Things fell their way. They played great in the right games. But just to say, oh, they get to the playoffs and they completely, bang, they just find another level. Well, they didn't in the second round last year. And they had this team in their home building for a game 6 where you and I sat at the team store.
Oh, boy.
And the whole station partied all day because of the elimination.
We did the Phil Collins
of
thing?
The Sacramento Kings. I can feel it in the air tonight.
That's what it was.
And everybody partied all day and absolutely laid the largest hard-boiled egg ever seen this team lay in the playoffs. Now, granted, 50 burger, a couple days later, everything's fine, although I could argue, no, it wasn't. I would not be the first one to bring up the idea that if they had won this in 6 games, would they have been more rested and prepared for game 1 against the Lakers a few days later? You could absolutely make that argument. So that loss led to bad things for this team.
Right.
So I don't think they flip a switch. I think when they've won before, they are usually one of 2 or 3 of the best teams on the planet. And they're very good, and they know how to win in the playoffs. I look at a night like tonight, and I feel like those things don't really apply here. Tonight's more of that point that everyone makes, make or miss league.
Yeah.
Who's got the shot going tonight? I don't know who it's going to be. I don't know what jersey they're wearing. That's how I look at tonight.
I guess, but I look at, you know, the fact that the Kings have more injuries among their core players. The Warriors are missing GP2, and that's about it. And you're a team that has been successful of late over the last 40 games. You have one of the best records in the association, yet you look at the reality of the play-in, and the 10 seed is 2-6 in the play-in. The brief history of the play-in tournament, both conferences, the 10 is 2-6, and the 10 has never made it through both play-in games and gone on to be in the playoffs. So the odds, historically, in a small sample, are not in your favor. And I look at ESPN, and the Warriors are favored by 2.5, according to ESPN Bet. And the matchup predictor is Kings win 50.4%, Warriors 49.6%. So that speaks to the kind of coin toss that you're feeling.
How does that even work, by the way? I've always seen those things. The ESPN matchup
ESPN
predictor.
ESPN analytics.
What the hell is that? I don't even know. How does that work?
I guess they run their numbers through their own analytics software.
But what kind of numbers? Like, what is a matchup predictor, especially if it has the favorite
right
likely to lose, apparently?
Well, and if you're favored by 2.5, then, and the money line is Warriors minus 155. So the implied odds would be 3-2, which would be 60% Warriors, 40% Kings.
Okay.
Yet the matchup predictor is almost a dead-on 50-50 split.
It's almost like the matchup predictor is like that live number that you see now if you watch a game in a digital platform that'll tell you basically the win percentage. And it changes the second somebody scores. If the Kings go up 2-0 tonight,
57%.
57%. Yeah, yeah. And then the Warriors hit a three at the other. Now they're down to 46%. It's like, how do you have a matchup predicted before the game has even started?
And here's the other one. Lakers and Pelicans. Pelicans are favored by 1.5 now.
Okay.
Which would tell you that the implied odds would be Pelicans 53, 54%, Lakers 46%.
But?
They got the Pelicans at 58% matchup predictor, the Lakers at 42%.
Wow. Well, do we have, we got to have it by now. Is AD in? The game starts in an hour. Is AD playing? I'd like to know that. I haven't seen anything with regard to Anthony Davis.
I'm looking at GTD, according to ESPN. So they don't have the latest, but
that's game time
Vanderbilt
decision.
Out, Reddish out, Christian Wood out, LeBron and Anthony Davis both G to the D to the
oh,
D.
Oh, well, LeBron, I
of course, yeah.
Game time decision, my rear end.
Always.
He's playing.
Yeah.
AD said over the weekend that he's playing.
He has done that before, though. I never listen to the player. Always says they're going to play.
In this situation, I believe. The latest injury report came out just a couple minutes ago. He's still listed officially as questionable.
Okay. So they have not, hasn't Darvin Ham done, a press conference? Game starts in 40 minutes.
Yeah.
He has to have been asked this question. I would love to know how he answered it. I never listen to the player. Anthony Davis, for those of you who missed the Sunday game, he couldn't walk when that game ended. He was laying down on the wood floor on the sideline near the bench, and then they picked him up, and he walked off the court at the speed of your great-grandma crossing the street, and but I'll play. I don't believe you.
About 45 minutes ago, he was on the court warming up, and Darvin Ham has said, quote, in all likelihood, he'll be out there for sure.
Thank you.
In all likelihood.
Lucas from the third row.
What's your thank you? What does that have to do with anything?
Trying to tell you he's going to play.
That
right in your face.
That wasn't the conversation, Lucas. Huh? The conversation was whether or not you believe the player,
I do. Okay. He will play.
Thank
good,
you.
Good for you. Good for you, Lucas.
Thank you.
God, you're crushing
you're
it. Crushing it.
These two,
Lucas,
Heckle and Jekyll in the back.
All right, let's go. let's go to Daniel in Indiana. Where Domas Sabonis used to play.
Yeah.
Hey, Daniel, what's going on? Thanks for calling.
What's going on, guys? So I think what we've all run into as Warriors fans is that we all have the faith that the Warriors can win. We just don't have the faith that they will win. And I think where we are is we got a team that's just above 500, and you know, in a playoff series, you got 7 games. They're going to be the road team in all of them, which actually this year seems to bode well for them. But you just got to win one more game than 50%. So if we can do that, that gives us some hope. Now, that being said, I think it really boils down to whether or not we're going to ride tired legs into the sunset, or are we going to, at least supplement some of these young guys in there to keep the guys fresh as much as possible, because I don't think that we can do it with the fatigue and all that stuff. We're a 50-50 team, but if you ride those guys, you can look with the core five that we were running with Looney and all those guys, you're not getting 50% out of those games. You're losing the majority of those games. So
yeah, Daniel,
I
look at it maybe a little bit differently. Thanks for calling. I don't think there's any room for quote unquote keeping them fresh. These are elimination games.
Right.
You got to play the whole resting them off and on for the last 2 weeks has been about tonight. It's so that you don't have to rest them tonight. If you need 38 from Steph, you get 38 from Steph. And then you have 2 days off before you have to play again. And if you can't summon that energy, there's no point in making the playoffs because you're going to lose anyway.
Right.
I don't mean this in terms of your ability to play these other teams. If you can't lean on your core rotation when you get to the postseason, I mean, you're not going to make it. You're just not going to survive. And so I think you play tonight the same way a baseball team plays game seven. Like, all of our starting pitchers are down in the bullpen. And if Steph needs to do 38, you're doing 38. And if Clay or Wiggins or anybody needs to do 35, you're doing 35. All of it. You can't save anybody for Friday. Yeah, win the basketball game.
Yes, but I do want to caution everybody who is going to call tomorrow and clamor about why certain guys didn't play more. Just because you play more doesn't necessarily mean you play better. So if you're going to play Steph Curry 40 minutes, it doesn't mean that those additional 6 minutes above his norm are going to be more productive than the minutes that you would maybe give to a fresher player who could come in and help you out in that stint.
Of course. I'm saying you would only make this decision in the moment because there's a reason, such as Steph's on a heater,
right,
and we're
right.
tied going into the fourth. Well, Steph, can you do the fourth? Can you just play the
whole fourth quarter? Yeah.
Or can you take 2 minutes right now and get in at the 10-minute mark instead of the six? Can you do those things? I guarantee you he would say yes.
Yeah.
There's no point. What are you saving him for?
Well, you're not saving him for anything, but I just caution that just because you play him more doesn't necessarily mean he's automatically going to be amazing for those additional minutes.
Of course not. No, but you take your shot. You shoot your shot. It's all you got.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that the whole phrase is just about tonight. You got to shoot your shot. So if you're going to go down, you're going to go down with your best. I'm not arguing that you would ever plan to do what I'm saying.
Right.
I'm simply saying that if the moment calls for it, you're ready to do it. I'm not saving someone for Friday until I think that there is a Friday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's an old saying in tournament play that you don't think about the game down the road before you get through the game that you have right in front of you. And that certainly is tonight, and it is even more appropriate knowing that you have to win two, but you can't win two unless you win one to get to the second one. So, yeah, you're going to do all you can, and you're going to shorten your rotation. You don't have GP2, so you probably are going to play eight guys. Maybe you get to nine, but you're not going to see Santos or Šarić or Garuba. Or
be great to see them. That means the Warriors are up by 25. 30,
yeah. Yeah. But, you know, you look at Steph this year. He played 43 minutes against the Lakers. That was double overtime. He played 41 against Atlanta. That was overtime. Other than that, he hasn't played 40 minutes other than the one game against OKC back in December.
We got Doc Pandy in a little bit, right? We got Doc Pandy coming up in 20 minutes. Get the latest on GP2 and this rest conversation for sure. We're presented by Fremont Bank, full-service banking, no compromises. But also coming up next, more of your phone calls. And we continue to try to get answers to that question. We threw up a poll on YouTube and Twitter and everywhere. Would you characterize this as embarrassing if the Warriors lose tonight? Simple yes or no on that. Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises, Willard and Dibbs.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, Dub Nation, it's Trace Jackson Davis, and you're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Guest.
I still like that one. That one's fun. I feel like I'm in class whenever he's talking.
Hey, Dub Nation, it's Trace Jackson Davis.
Honestly, it's like I'm in an armchair in college.
Right.
Like, oh boy.
Very measured, very precise, great diction.
Test is going to be hard in this class.
Yeah. It's Professor Jackson Davis.
Yeah.
Class, have a seat and take out your notebooks. I'm about to start my lecture. He's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's pretty good. Gosh, this whole thing, I think, is starting to take shape a little bit. And Doc Pandy is going to be on with us here in about 10 minutes. And breaking news, Dibs, LeBron James and Anthony Davis will play.
Okay.
However,
Thank you.
We will ask Doc Pandya, at what point in the game will Anthony Davis get hurt and leave?
Nice.
And I bet he'll have an answer. So we got that, and that game starts in about 45 minutes. Glad you're with us, Willard and Dibs, 888-957-957.
It's a great question.
Yeah, you're welcome. I hear this a lot, and my answer across the board in this game is less than you think. Okay? Keep that answer in mind. Less than you think. I'm going to do this Jeopardy style where I'm going to give the answer and then you give the question. Any idea what the question is? The answer is less than you think with regard to tonight's game.
What is the winning margin?
Oh, I'm sorry. That is an incorrect.
But it is correct. It's probably going to be less than what most people think.
I don't know. I think it's going to be pretty damn close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, unless you think it's a one-point game, it would be less than you think if it is a one-point game.
Want to venture another guess? The answer is less than you think with regard to tonight's game.
How much you, what is how much you give a crap about this game?
No, that's
incorrect.
Definitely not it.
Sorry, no.
No, I made dinner already, dude.
You
I
did?
I made dinner this morning because I don't want to be distracted when I get home. I don't want to be at the stove.
I'm going to eat it.
Yeah. What'd you make?
I made turkey burgers and matzo ball soup.
All right, so just pop it in the
yeah, well, the soup is already made, so just put the pot on the stove and just turn it on and let that warm back up. Put the turkey burgers, give them a little microwave flash, boop.
Okay.
You know, I'll stir up some vegetables real quick, but yeah, we're not messing around, okay? Not doing this. Got to lock in.
Now, will you pause the game until you're done cooking, or you'll just have it on and you'll pop your head in?
No, I got 1,000 people in the house. They can keep me up to date when I miss two plays because I'm around the corner because my stove is not in a I can see the TV spot.
Right.
I don't have that. I ain't fancy yet, okay? But no, we don't pause games.
We're not pausing games.
We don't do it. I have a thing against pausing games.
That's crazy.
You can't do it.
You can pause and catch up.
No, because then you got to throw your phone in the garbage disposal.
Well, that's...
Because the phone starts doing things because the rest of the world keeps going. I would pause the game if I could pause the whole world, but I can't pause the rest of the world.
I put that thing on Do Not Disturb.
No,
especially if I'm home with all the people I need to hear from.
Nope.
I go ahead and Do Not Disturb it.
I need my second screen involvement. And so those phones, whether you know this, it's not even just about my phone. I got 27 kids running around with their phones. Whoa, Dad, did you hear what just happened? No, I didn't, and I would rather not. Too late. Too late. So we don't do that. We don't hit the pause button. We do it live. Okay? So I am locked in.
Okay.
The question that leads to the answer, less than you think. What's on the line tonight?
Ah, boy, that's my answers were both better than
that. What's on the line tonight?
It's actually more than you think.
No, how so? What's on the line? Go both teams. What's on the line tonight?
Mike Brown's job.
No. Mike is safe.
Okay.
I think. You think he get fired if he loses this game?
I don't know if he gets fired if he loses this game, but there is a certain drumbeat in Sacramento that's been louder and louder than ever. Mm. I was listening to D-Lo, Damian Barling, from our sister station on with Steiny and Goo earlier today, and he said that's definitely a thing up there. The disappointment surrounding Mike Brown and the job he's done, especially over the last couple of months.
Why don't you get disappointed with the rest of the people who are running around up there? That's what I want to know.
You're not going to fire Vivek Ranadive.
No, but you could not give Domas a ball, a max contract. That's what I was saying earlier. They should be better this year. You're right. You're going to point to the coach?
Well, you're not going to fire your second star on your team.
No, you can't fire him, but you can blame the general manager if you want. The Kings made no additions in the offseason that mattered. They made no additions at the trade deadline, and they have maxed out their dollars on Harrison Barnes and Domantas Sabonis, and then they're surprised when things don't go well in clutch moments. That's not Mike Brown. Mike Brown has done an unbelievable job up there because that's a culture place. Mike Brown took over something very similar to what Dan Campbell did in Detroit. And so you can't just look at it and go, well, wait a minute. Now you got to win the whole thing or whatever. It doesn't work that way. The first thing you got to do is completely change the culture and get belief in the room. And Mike did a great job of that. He has held those players accountable in ways that no one ever has before, at least not in this era of Kings basketball. And I don't pretend to be an expert on the Kings, but Mike Brown did a great job, and the sustainability of what he did last year lasts longer than one more year, in my opinion.
Okay. I mean, you're saying what's at stake, and I don't think that he gets fired if they lose, but he has 2 years left in his deal, and there is a certain drumbeat among fans up there of people who are dissatisfied with the job that he's done.
Well, but you know this. That's fans. Fire the coach. I mean, we could walk a block outside the building right now and find somebody who thinks Kyle Shanahan should be fired.
I think that there's more at stake for Sacramento in this game than there is for Golden State. I'll give you that, because the Kings, as you mentioned, they didn't advance last year. They lost a first-round playoff series, and now they're in the play-in. And if they have the play-in game at home and they lose to their rival again, that's going to leave a bad taste in many people's mouths.
Sure. Whoever loses tonight's going to have a bad taste. But
at least the Warriors have four titles that you can at least lean on.
Right, although you guys tend to think that this is, and when I say you guys, I mean more Grandy and Lucas than you, but you think this is embarrassing if they lose tonight.
Oh, it is embarrassing. I agree. I agree with that sentiment.
Why?
Because you are a four-time championship organization, and you shouldn't even be in the play-in game to begin with. And yet, here you are in the play-in game, and Sacramento's got two of their top six who are hurt, and you're going to go up there and lose? It's embarrassing.
Yeah, I don't see it that way at all. And actually, even the word should has gotten real interesting around all of these teams. I mean, I just said the Kings should be better. But what I mean by that is I'm talking about the staircase that you're climbing. I'm not looking specifically at their roster and saying you should be better. I'm saying the normal step after you do what you did last year is to then have an even better year, because now you're another year older, more cohesion with playoff experience. Like the Timberwolves, like the Thunder, young teams, they got better. The Kings kind of stayed flat. But the word should, the Warriors should be better. Based on what? They should be a higher seed. Are we basing that solely on games they blew in the end? Because all of these teams feel that way. They all feel like they blew a bunch of games in the fourth quarter.
Well, I would look at the talent that they have on this team and the way they played down the stretch. And, you know, you blew a game against New Orleans, a game that you very well could have won at home.
Did they blow that game?
I think they blew it with a terrible second quarter.
Okay, but that's not blowing a game. That's just getting beat. Like, you just got outplayed.
You outplayed yourself. You were bad in the second quarter, and that's why you lost the game. And, credit to New Orleans.
Yeah, does like
all the way around.
That's how any fan looks at their team. If you lose, you blew it.
Not always.
And if you win, you earned it.
That's a game where you're coming in with all the momentum, and it's a super important game, and you had a chance to somehow, through all the ups and downs, still be the 8 seed and avoid a one-and-done play-in scenario, and you blew it. You had a terrible second quarter, and you lost another game at home, added to the list of games at home where you played less than ideal basketball.
Yeah, but because that's who they are.
Right.
So that's not blowing it. Blowing it is, again, the word should. I don't want to get into semantics with you.
You are.
No, but I don't want to go down that road. For me, the larger point about this is it just comes down to how you want to look at the Warrior results. You can play the should game, which presupposes that these players are maybe better in your mind than they actually are. Or you can say, when teams do have bad quarters or can't hold leads, those are characteristics of good teams, and this team doesn't have those characteristics. So therefore, they're right where they should be. This is who they are. Now, the Draymond thing and stuff like that could play into it, but they had Draymond early in the year, and they were terrible. So part of this is just the journey that has arrived at now. I do think they're a better team than the Kings now, but it's one game. And I largely believe they've arrived where they're supposed to arrive, and it's why I think not as much as you think is riding on tonight. because I think the Warrior front office is looking at everything right now, and I think that they are firmly on the same page with the fact that they do not want this roster to look exactly the same next year.
But that's why I disagree with you, because if they continue playing basketball for, let's just say, 5 more weeks, and they make it out of the play-in, and then they advance past the first round of the playoffs, which would be 2 weeks, and then you get into a deep series with Minnesota or whoever you would face, I do think that their opinions can change over the course of the next month.
Right, but that's so unlikely.
Well, everything's unlikely.
That's so unlikely. And
it's also unlikely that they would win a championship in 2022, yet they did.
Well, this is what you're talking about is way more unlikely.
Them winning 6 games between now and the end of, I guess, mid-May.
6 games makes you a, what? You made the second round?
Yeah. That's more unlikely than winning an NBA championship?
Give me a Steiny drop. Yay! I mean,
that's yay enough Joe to make Lacob? You look at this roster a different way.
I disagree.
Yeah.
I think Joe Lacob disagrees. I don't think he's interested in the second round. Oh, we got to keep everybody over the luxury tax. We made the second round. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal first-class money market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.